This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We ask, you responded, what do you think would make Kansas City a more likable or more fun city?
More fun. For those who don't know, Kansas City ranked 50th in the nation as the 50th most fun city.
They said, I think making KC more walkable would make the most impact in terms of elevating the city.
Yeah.
Car dependency in the city center should be a thing of the past.
I don't disagree with that either. We are so dependent on our cars here.
Yeah,
I wish you could walk everywhere.
Yeah, as a country,
really. You know, as a country. Yeah.
All KC needs now is an In-N-Out burger.
Yeah, I'm in on that, baby.
You might be able to get one of those this weekend.
I may get one in Arizona this weekend.
Is that where you have the spot?
Yeah. So I'm going to Arizona this weekend. I'm going to see my friend Gene with the White Sox this weekend. May pop over to Surprise for a minute and see some folks over there. And then I'm
Gene
going
who?
Back. Watson.
Watson! Yes!
Yes. And then as the family, we're going back in 2 weeks for spring break and going to take in some Royals games.
Oh, they're actually going to have a spring break?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah.
Let me ask you that real quick. I know I'm cutting you off again, but like, wouldn't you just punt spring break and be like, let's just go for the week?
It's funny you say that. Okay. I was walking into the J yesterday, and you know, you do a lot of just random thinking about like, things hit you at some, but I distinctly remember this yesterday. I'm walking into the J, and I'm thinking to myself, God, I remember when we were kids, if there was too much snow, they would cancel spring break on us. But so many people make these plans to get away, and they can cancel it all they want. I don't know how many people are going to show up, you know, to school, because once you get to that certain age, and I think most parents understand this, you basically have 3 weeks a year where you can take a vacation with your family now if your kids are involved. It is spring break, it is the 4th of July week, and it is the last week of the year. And that is it. Those are kind of like the dead weeks when you have kids. And so I just think everybody's going to have trips planned and things planned. But I do remember as a kid, like, spring break wasn't a thing back in my day. And it was like Easter week. They would cancel days and send you back to school because of the snow. And so I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, God, I wonder if they're going to cancel spring break this year. So I'm going to get a quick stop in Arizona for 2 days, and then we're going to go back for a couple of days in March. But with the 101 in Bell Road is the greatest food location on planet Earth. And I sent Emily over there the other day for me, just because I was like, just please go over to 101 and Bell Road and just go sit in the parking lot that has the In-N-Out burger and Chick-fil-A.
Just check on it. Make sure it's doing okay for me.
Make sure it's doing okay. She goes, well, I got to go over there anyway. There's a store or something she had to stop at or whatever. I'm like, just please go into that parking lot, make sure everything's okay. And just down the road on the other side of the 101 on Bell Road, there's a Whataburger. So, I mean,
wow.
It really is a parking lot.
Damn.
That's got everything. So if you don't like the In-N-Out fries, which I know a lot of folks don't because they're fresh cut, they're different, whatever, you can get your burger, and then you go to Chick-fil-A, and you can get your waffle fries. If that's not the fattest fat guy move ever. And then there was a La Quinta Inn that used to back up. I don't know if the La Quinta Inn is still there, but I stayed in that La Quinta Inn. That's where they put me up 1 year. So Fatty McFatterson back in my day, Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out burger, I don't even have to drive. Give me a 12-pack. I've got dinner.
waddling back to the room,
that's
immediately
right.
passing out.
Yeah.
Get like a spicy chicken sandwich, animal style.
Oh.
That'd be gnarly.
Oh, my Yikes. God.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how you, yeah, I was say, like, I don't know how you'd be able to get that done, but like,
that's what I was thinking. Like, yeah. how do you get the animal? Like, I guess you could go fries, animal style sauce on the side.
Or you'd have to like somehow sweetheart talk your way into like a, you know, a Chick-fil-A or a water or an In-N-Out and be like, hey, I just bought this over here. I know competitor, but like, can you, I'll pay. Can you turn this to an animal style? And somebody there would probably be like, yeah, dude. Like, I mean, dude,
yeah.
Don't dog until you try, you know?
Right. No, that's a great idea. I never even thought about that. Like, yeah.
I mean, or animal style waffle fries, like you said. Like,
so,
dude.
Yeah.
Because that'll hold. Waffle fries will hold.
Waffle fries are the perfect fry for the animal style sauce. Does anybody know? Somebody out there has done this, right? You've got animal style sauce on the side at In-N-Out Burger. Please, somebody on the text line has done that.
What's a really fat, dusty move back in the day was the McChicken add Mac sauce.
Yeah, that's a fat guy move. Yeah. I sent you that picture over the weekend
that's
of this
dangerous.
New Jack Smash thing from Jack in the Box.
Right,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the double, what was like a double, Gross. Triple, like, smash burger or something like that? It was huge.
I mean, it was
the Jack Smash.
Jack Smash. Remember when he was on Channel 41? Jack Smash!
Yeah.
Nice haircut.
And how come he's not on there anymore?
Because he Jack Smashed. Now, we know why he's not on there anymore.
Smash.
Yeah.
Ugh. Let me see if I can find that picture of that burger.
While
again.
You do that, there is college basketball from Mizzou. Last night, KU played at midnight. Literally. So KU's game got over this morning.
We were here before that game ended.
Yeah, they beat Colorado last night. They no longer are ranked. We talked about it. It's the first time KU has not been ranked in over thousands of days.
Right.
Mizzou is ranked. They're 14th in the nation. They play tonight. They got one. They should take care of business tonight for the Mizzou Tigers. They're coming off their loss this weekend that they ended up losing to Arkansas. That is college basketball. It's a long schedule. It's a grinder. But they get South Carolina at home tonight. They should be able to take care of business. South Carolina is not a good basketball team. So you asked, and these are the odds. Missouri is 30-1 to win the national title at plus 3,000. According to DraftKings. KU is 60-1 plus 6,000. You asked the question: who would you take and why?
Yeah, I'd put my money on KU because of the head coach in the tournament. He's got the experience, still got that cachet, if you will. I would still go with KU in the tournament, and I'm not saying that because I'm a KU fan. I think Missouri's got a nice basketball team, obviously. But if I'm a betting man, I'm putting my money on KU before I'm putting it on Missouri, just based on track record. This double Jack Smash is just disgusting. It's like Mac sauce on a brioche bun. It's a Big Mac of smash patties on a much bigger bun.
Yeah. But if you'd been in the garage and the family's away and you pulled
DoorDash, you're eating that. Yeah, you know, you would eat that. Yeah.
I'll do the opposite,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
I'll say Mizzou. They don't have anything to prove. They have a tournament-style player that, again, he can't play like he played against Arkansas where he went 2 of 10 from the arc. But
see, that's what kills you in the tournament, though,
or
man.
Or catapults you. If you find rhythm, and Caleb Grill could do that, Caleb Grill and Missouri can ride on the backs of Bates and Caleb Grill, and they could be something. They've got their big man. They got their three-point shooter. They have nothing to prove. They won zero conference games this year. They were preseason unranked. They're 14th. Ride that momentum. Plus, here's the other advantage.
I think they've got a lot more on their shoulders than KU does right now. Going into the tournament, I think this is the first time in a long time where KU has zero pressure to do anything in the tournament.
Because no one expects
no
anything.
No one expects them to do anything.
Yeah, but it's still Kansas. You go in the first round and lose, it'll be a shame.
Oh, of course.
Kansas,
yeah,
right?
Of course. Yeah.
And I think that if Mizzou gets in there and makes some noise and all of a sudden, like, the portal guy that is Denny Gates, whether you like it or whether you hate it, it's his style, and it either works or it does not at all. And
it's sink or swim, right?
Yeah, it's zero wins in the conference, or you're the fifth best team in the best conference.
Yeah.
The other reason why I will say that is because I still go back to Jay Billis's comment that whoever wins the SEC tournament is essentially a better champion than it is to win the national championship because of the toughness of the team. So Missouri's going to get a very good blueprint of tough teams, big games to play.
Missouri will be a top four seed in the tournament.
I think Lenardi has them as a five right now.
Oh, really?
The second five seed, or it's either the second five or the second four.
None of this ever makes sense.
No,
right?
It doesn't. And then they'll do Selection Sunday and be like, you know, I just can't believe that Missouri's got to go to Omaha to play their, you know, or they have to go to wherever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the FBI is there.
Right. So we'll complain about.
I'll lean towards Missouri because A, they've been the better team this year. B, they're not a blue blood like Kansas where everybody's going to be like infatuated if they can actually do it. And C, I don't think they have the amount of pressure. And I get it. Kansas has not been good. There's still pressure to be dominant or to be a team like Kansas in the tournament.
There is a little bit of that. You're right. Because if they do lose in the first round and it's to
Carrington will have it laminated on his door next day.
Northeastern or something like that. I was at Northeastern Monmouth last night. What a barn burner last night at Jadwin Gym in Long Branch, New Jersey. My parents' alma mater. Huge game last night. No, it wasn't. But I did watch. I don't know why I got myself fixated on that game, but I did. But, you know, if Kansas loses to Northeastern or Monmouth or something like that, people will talk about it. This could be the year, though, with no expectation, Kansas has, like, a better tournament than anybody's ever expecting, right? Like, if Kansas gets into the second weekend of the tournament, they make the Sweet 16, that's a huge deal. Massive success.
Yes, and everyone's like, oh, Bill Self, how did he do it? And
it's all matchups.
Yes, of course.
It's all about the matchups, right? And so I would love to see Kansas and Missouri, you know, playing in the NCAA tournament.
Please.
That'd be outstanding, right? How cool would that be?
Yeah, I don't like Missouri's chances, to be honest. I take them over KU, but because they're a high-scoring team, because if they can't play defense, they rely on points. Every game that they win, it's 85-84. It's 90-100. And that in the tournament.
Interesting take.
That in the tournament, I don't like that. I don't like teams that require on scoring points, because there will be a night where Caleb Grill doesn't have his three-point shot, where Mark Mitchell isn't making that fadeaway turnaround from the elbow. And it's like, hey, we got 65 points tonight. We need to hold them to 64, and they don't have that in them.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about the tournament, man. Like, you feel so good going in, and then your number one player goes ice cold, and you're eliminated, and it's over.
It's done.
Everybody says the tournament, there's no other quick ending than the NCAA. No, there isn't. Every other sport except like football has quick endings, and like it happens fast.
Yeah.
So, you know,
the Super Bowl kind of drags on after they win.
Oh, after they win. Yeah, I'm talking about like after a loss. Like it's a quick loss. It's a done, one and done, and you're out.
Yeah, you're gone. Okay. Yeah.
Football, it's like, I mean, people forgot how good the Commanders were all year once Philadelphia beat them. Yep. It's like, oh, yeah,
Who
did Philadelphia play the NCAA championship game?
Exactly.
Hello?
Oh, the Commanders, they weren't that good this year. They got lucky. You know, that's kind of how, you forget the losers real fast. But, you know, if Kansas makes the second weekend, that's a win for them. If Missouri makes the second weekend, I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. There's much more pressure on Missouri going into this tournament this year than there is Kansas. Because I don't think many Kansas folks have any expectation. Now, do Missouri fans have expectation of the tournament? I don't know. Based on history and, you know, beaten down all the time, maybe not, but they should.
And then also, how many of those fans are lying to you about their expectations?
Well, that happens all the time.
Then they lose. Like, I knew it was going to happen. Damn it. Wait a minute.
Rewind the tape, buddy.
That's right. Mahomes still pisses people off. Plus, there's been a whole lot of nonsense that we haven't even gotten a free agency in the NFL. We'll explain on the other side. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
A little bit of breaking news. Just a little bit of breaking news at work. Shout out Tim Robinson for that one. The Commanders have had trade conversations centered around Pro Bowl defensive lineman Jonathan Allen. Washington plans to do right by their player, and Allen's camp is involved in helping him land at the right spot, either via trade or free agency. He has 1 year left at $15 million.
This is a guy who was a team captain, missed most of last season, if not all, torn pec muscle, and now wants to be traded.
Yeah. On a team that showed so much potential in life. And he's like,
why would you want out of that?
Right,
because you want your money. That's all
you
it is. You want to get paid.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. He tore his pec. He realized this isn't forever. I need to go get paid. One opportunity. Because how many opportunities does a defensive tackle truly have?
Two.
To get paid, right?
Max, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And at so max, yeah.
This is his first real opportunity to get paid, right? And so you want to take advantage. I get what he's doing.
No, it makes
right
sense.
Now. It makes a lot of sense. And if Washington's not going to pay you and get you that long-term deal right now, People are human. No matter how much money you make, you still have that sense of, I want to be paid. I want to be shown my worth. I don't want to have to worry about money. Not that these guys do, but it's all relative, right? So I get it. I understand why he wants to be traded.
Yeah, he's 30, so this will be his last chance. So he's trying to get every inch of it.
Yeah, he's doing the Chris Jones.
Yep. Yeah, which he should be doing.
Also, don't forget, there is a new Character Concerns podcast on the Odyssey page. You can go get that. It's an Odyssey Sports podcast, Character Concerns, Chris Nocero, Jay Binkley. It is the Combine Watch.
Well, we'll have Binkley on tomorrow.
How many people are going to watch? Nobody's performing in the Combine.
I saw something today. It said Combine Snubs. I'm like, I don't even know who's going, let alone who's being snubbed at the Combine.
Yeah, the Combine.
Some people just don't want to compromise their ways.
Yeah, I know. Like, Shador's not going to throw. He's going to go interview with people.
He's going to throw at the Colorado Pro Day.
That's right. Is the Combine losing its, like...
Well, nobody does it. Like, Ashton Ginty's not performing there. Your guys' dude out of Penn State, he's not doing anything there. Well,
why would you? You know, like, I mean...
Yeah, no benefit.
But it's 1,000 times way more exciting than the start of baseball.
Well,
that was a text yesterday.
To be fair to that texture, a lot of the...
1,000 times, Mac. Let's think about that. 1,000 times.
Forget that. That's
no,
that's
the good. Combine is not 1,000 times more exciting than the start of baseball.
I would give it a list if they're like, it's 10 times. 1,000 times?
Yeah, 1,000 times ridiculous.
The Combine is guys running around literally in their underwear. Yes. Like, that's not interesting.
At all, if you're Chris Jones.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you're Chris Jones.
We're going to let it all hang out.
He recovered nicely from that, though, you know?
He's, like, made it a shtick.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You got to embrace that kind of stuff.
He slid head first.
Like, that stuff happens to you. You embrace it. You own it. You have fun with it. Yeah, you got to.
You were going to say something.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I think a lot of the wide receivers work, a lot of linebackers and corners. Like, the skill drills are fun, seeing them run around. Yeah. I think it's fun. I'm a nerd, but I think it's fun.
I mean, I like watching the quarterbacks run the 40-yard dash.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun.
The linemen running 40-yard dashes, that's fun.
But, like, I don't watch it for entertainment. I mean, I guess I'm watching it for, like, comedy relief, but I'm not going out there being like, did you see that guy run the cone drill?
Let me ask you this real
fast. Did you see him run that cone drill? I'd rather watch Jack Caglione hit a piss missile 445 feet.
Oh, absolutely. Give me a spring training game any day of the week over
like
the Combine.
George Kittle doing his drill with a bloody nose is more entertaining to me than a guy sitting back and like, he's hitting the targets. He looks great.
This weekend is going to be beautiful, right? This week is going to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
The Combine starts on Thursday. Are you really sitting inside Friday, Saturday, Sunday watching that on TV? No, you're outside. You're not going to pay any attention to it, and that's fine.
The only way I'll watch the Combine is if, like, I'm at the bar at Stewie McBrew's on Friday for happy hour, and it's on. That's the only way I will pay attention.
That's exactly right. Or if something happens and somebody falls out like Chris Jones did and it's on social media, you'll see it. You know, maybe somebody says, like Andy Reid is speaking at 11, Brett Veach speaking at 11:30 today. Maybe they say something entertaining or somebody does something, you know, whatever, you know. This has become just, it really is like the NFL's coaches convention job fair, you know, all that kind of stuff where they kind of lay the groundwork for free agency, which begins in about 2 weeks. And so, you know, that's good for them. They'll all go to St. Elmo's and get shrimp cocktail and, you know, talk about life like that. Great on them. But for an entertainment standpoint, nah.
It's also a really good 80s movie song, St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, it's a fantastic song. You ever have their cocktail sauce? It's unbelievable. You can get it at Hy-Vee. I saw it there yesterday.
Wow.
It is so hot and it is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a problem for the NFL that the Combine kind of sucks and is getting worse? Or
I don't know.
Do
what
care?
Other sport has something like that? Like, you don't see anything like that in baseball or basketball or hockey, really, right?
Yeah, basketball doesn't really televise it. They have it. But
They have, like, the rookie league or whatever, like, before they go in or what is it? They do something like that?
Like a
scrimmage? Or they do that with, like, the rookies that are playing? Because you're always like, man, this guy looks like a man amongst boys.
Yes.
I think it's something that technology has kind of just knocked off the face of the earth, right? Like, it used to be a deal where everybody got together and, you know, did their thing, and it was like a clearinghouse, a central location for all the coaches and everybody just to go to one place, so you didn't have to bounce all over to all these pro days. And then technology and the ability to watch everything all the time kind of dumbed down, if you will, the Combine. And then everybody's got their own pro days and they want to feature themselves out there. And they're going, I'm not going to travel to Indianapolis when people are coming to see me. And so I don't know where it really ranks anymore, you know, on the scale of, God, I got to see somebody, you know, there. I think it's probably good for some of the players that maybe you don't know that get an opportunity to do their thing. But I don't know how many coaches are sleeping in the stadium when this is going on, too.
More
talking. Like they're
exactly
they're
talking.
Like they're not paying attention to offensive tackle 62 out here. They're talking to agents. They're laying the groundwork. They're figuring things out. That's kind of what it is.
Why do y'all say combine like that? Because it's the combine.
It's the combine.
How else would I say that?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if you're just like really into the combine and hate baseball, you probably also just love the XFL, or you're excited for that. Like, do you get excited for the Canadian Football League?
Me?
No, I'm just saying like these people. Like, I mean, I get it. Baseball's not everybody's jam, but I mean, to me, it's just like.
But it doesn't mean that everything needs to be NFL centric all the time, even though the league has done a great job of making something important happen every single month. You know, they've done a nice job of monopolizing the year. But at this time of the season, when you have a team like the Chiefs, who doesn't have a top five pick ever and all that kind of stuff, it is baseball season, and we got ourselves a good baseball team. You know, I'm excited about this baseball season. I'm excited to watch these guys play. I'm excited to see them take that next step. They'll be playing a whole slew of games before the Chiefs even get busy doing anything. You know?
And again, I think people are getting my take on the combine as opposed to like yours. Like somebody says here, and I don't disrespect this text. I think it's great. It says, I don't think the combine is fun to watch, but I still think it has a purpose. I totally agree.
Well, there's two different conversations.
Yeah, because think about Xavier Worthy. The combine probably rose his draft position by 10 spots. Again, I did not watch Xavier Worthy live. I wasn't going, ooh, here's the receivers. Let's see who runs the fast one. I waited when it said, guy sets record at combine out of Texas. Xavier Worthy runs a 4.2, what was like a 4.21, whatever it was. And then I found out later on that they sent his shoes, his short, his jersey, all that to the Hall of Fame.
But see, that's a human interest
story.
Like,
that is me finding out
I don't
10
need
minutes
to watch
later
that
it happened. And then somebody says, why worry about baseball if you miss, like, if you miss the first game, you have 90 more to watch. There's something about opening day. And this is me. You're a combine guy. I'm baseball guy. There's something to me about opening day that just doesn't. Just like you could say the same thing for the NFL season. Oh, you missed opening night of the NFL season. You have the other 8 games the rest of the season to watch. Fair point. I'm just saying, like, to me, like, knowing baseball's here is knowing that we've made it to spring.
Yes.
That summer is on the horizon. There's more to it.
Yes.
Whereas, like, maybe if you're a combine guy, you're like, now the season has started. Now we can go kind of nitpick where we want to fix guys on our roster. Oh, there's this lineman that nobody's talking about that could play guard or left tackle, like whatever it may be. I don't know. But again, I have no issue with it. I'm just saying, to me, I would disagree. And I think it's okay to disagree with people.
Yeah.
I just think that opening the season of baseball is a little bit more entertaining to me than a guy who may or may not throw at a combine.
I totally agree with you on that one. And look, we just happen to be big-time baseball fans. And, you know, it's my favorite sport, always will be. As much as I love watching, you know, the Chiefs play, baseball will always be my first love. And I think opening day in baseball, though, Dusty, is more than just about the start of a new sports season. It's the rebirth of life again, right? Mm-hmm. It's the first time everybody starts to, you know, enter out of their homes after being cooped up for a long winter's nap, and everybody's outside again, and it's sunshine, and it's optimism, and it's just fun to know there's no better place in the world than a baseball stadium. I don't care who's playing. You're sitting there watching a ball game and the sun's beating down on you and you're enjoying a beer and a hot dog and you're watching a game. Like, there's not much better in life. I would do that every day of the week than going to the combine.
That's why I always tell people, like, if you can't go to opening day, buy the ticket to Saturday.
It'll
be significantly lower attendance. Like, no one will be there as much as they were on opening day, because if opening day wasn't exciting, then go look at the crowds. Go look at the ticket prices. Everyone wants to go because it is the first game. It's not game 75.
Right.
It's the number one game of the season, and you get to be there. They do the show. They do all the announcements. They do all that sort of thing.
Bunting is out. Everybody's dressed up. They look good.
Yeah, and I like this text. Opening day marks that we made it through winter.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's not about the baseball as much as it is about life.
Yes.
Life becomes anew on opening day.
Right. Yeah. It's just to me, it's enjoyable. Now, if you know, this weekend, you want to be cooped up in your house when it's 75 degrees outside, not going to be that, but like it's 60 and you want to watch a guy, you know, do the cone drill. Well, I don't think he could make it in the league. He only did 15 reps on bench. Mahomes is still pissing people off in the offseason.
What is going on here? So
they were mad last night that he was on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, he was Texas Tech'd out. Well, he had red shoes. Were those Forces? Or were those like a trendy new shoe? Because they seemed high on the platform.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then he had the black jeans, he had the jacket, the shirt, the new haircut, the chains.
It wasn't his shoe? They weren't his shoes?
I don't know. They might have been. But they just looked really big and red.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's the headline. ESPN getting, you know, under fire over Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Like, when they show him a couple of times during a big-time college basketball game where he's the most famous person. Like,
and to be fair, he was always on the wide shot because he was sitting right next to the
bench.
They
had a great seat. As you said earlier, the Spike Lee seat or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where they had where he should be sitting. You know, name another Texas Tech anything.
Crabtree.
Yeah. You know, other than that, you know.
Yeah, football. But Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury. name somebody else.
I can't.
Right, exactly, yeah. Right? I mean, I couldn't tell you the Texas Tech basketball coaches.
Here comes Binkley.
And so, yeah, we need to get that bit back. Let's call Binkley. Binkley, name somebody from Texas Tech.
Oh. Hey, where do you start, Bob?
Yeah. So ESPN under fire, and then they start listing all the tweets. Hey, ESPN, I want to watch Texas Tech and Houston play basketball, not expletive Patrick Mahomes. At ESPN, can we please stop showing expletive Pat Mahomes reactions? Show the damn game, another annoyed fan posted. What? Will at ESPN stop showing P. Mahomes during the broadcast, commented a different social media user?
P. Mahomes.
Another X post. With the NFL season over, I figured I could at least go a few months without having Mahomes shoved down my throat. Wrong! Just trying to watch basketball, and yet every dead ball instantly pans to Mahomes. I'm telling you what, man, was Tony Dungy watching this game last night?
Yes. No, because he didn't care because Taylor wasn't there. It was just Pat and Britt.
That's right.
Wes Welker, Texas Tech. John Denver, Texas
John
Tech.
John Denver?
Cheryl Swoops, Texas Tech.
Oh, I knew Cheryl Swoops.
Natalie Maines from the Chicks, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, Texas Tech. Did you know Patrick Mahomes went there?
Wait, John Denver, the singer?
That's right.
And West Virginia has adopted his song? Well, obviously,
it's country. Did I just blow your mind?
You did. Yeah. No, you did, yeah.
Barry Corbin, Cliff Kingsbury, Rick Husband, astronaut, Angela Braly, I don't know who that is, Pat Green. Those are just the names.
It's not exactly a who.
George W. Bailey.
Who?
I'm sorry, G.W. Bailey.
Who?
Never heard of him.
He's an American actor.
G.W. Bailey?
Yeah, he was on MASH.
Is that Barnum's kid?
No, he's on MASH.
Who did he play on MASH?
Thaddeus Harris in the Police Academy. Oh, yeah, G.W. You know who G.W. Bailey is? He's the fat cop. He played,
You got to show me a picture of him.
Or not the fact he was the evil cop. That's G-W.
Oh yeah, I know that guy. Of course, he's been in everything. Yeah,
he's still alive.
He is? No chance that guy's still alive. He was.
Yes, he is. He was born in 1944 and he's 80 years old.
Well, he looked 80 back then.
Yeah, he's still alive. G.W.
Bailey.
People
looked so much older back in the day than they do now.
100%
Botox and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I just think younger people looked more mature back then,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, you watch shows from the 80s and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you're like, look at these people, and you're like, these are supposed to be teenagers?
Yeah.
You know, they're all wearing mom jeans and bad mom khakis.
Somebody goes, hang on, the Dixie Chicks now go by the Chicks?
Yes.
They're the Chicks.
Yeah. A while ago.
No, that's been a generation now. I mean, that's been a long time that they've done that.
Wide Open Space, Fly, that album, banger.
That was like the highlight of being in Texas in 99. Like, they were big back then. We played all their songs.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, those are, okay, they were Louis Vuittons. That's what Patrick Mahomes was wearing.
Oh, he's Louis Vuitton sneakers. Good Lord.
Dude, he looked great. Like, great. I'm loving the new Mahomes look.
Yeah,
I don't care if he pisses people off. I like the haircut. I like the fact that he's just like, F it, my life goes on, losses happen. That's life.
Yeah, right? People, like, somebody said yesterday, I can't believe he's out. Like, what do you want him to do?
Yeah, what?
Like, wallow around and, like,
mope in a corner?
You've got to get over it. You got to move on. I think we all have as a fan base, right? Man, move on. What's next? Oh, our season ticket bill came due yesterday. So, hey, we officially have moved on, right?
Yeah, it's been over 2 weeks. Like,
somebody on 816 says, in my Binkley voice, yeah, you know, Wes Welker with Texas Tech. He's a slot guy.
Yeah.
Did he create the slot receiver position?
Binkley?
Wow. Wes Welker?
Oh. Well, I would lean more towards Binkley creating the slot position than Wes Welker. If you were to tell me who created the slot position, Binkley or Welker, I'm going Binkley.
What is the slot position? Wrong answers only. 913-586. In one word, describe the slot position. 913-586-7965.
How does Binkley describe the slot position?
Hey, tell you what, you got a guy like Xavier Worthy. It's different.
It just turned into Groot.
It really did. I think think more and more it is Gruden and not Binkley, but
I like it either way.
George, oh man, respect the text. George Bailey had a wonderful life. Yeah, I love it.
That's really good.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter.
Yeah, that's really good. I was watching an episode of Cheers yesterday, or 2 days ago, and I've just gotten back into it, right? And they were watching It's a Wonderful Life, and I thought of you. I'm like, it's Dusty's movie up there. They love that in Cheers.
Uh-huh.
In the 80s, that thing was 50 years old then.
Didn't watch it this Christmas. It was the first one in a while that I had.
Well,
that's
why you didn't have a good Christmas.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Somebody said, I can't say the words that describe the slot position. Yeah.
That didn't take long.
Nope.
I mean, even with a 14-second delay on the FM now, I mean, it was there immediately.
FCC fine is what somebody says.
Yeah.
That's, wow, there are a lot of horny people on the text line right now. Somebody says the area John Denver sings about is actually Western Virginia, not West Virginia. Funny enough, people in West Virginia don't know that. LOL. I don't know, man.
West Virginia. It's not Western
Virginia. Are the mountains
west?
Also, what? Screw West Virginia, because when you go to play at their school, you got to like fly in and then you take this weird bus route all the way up to the mountains. It's like annoying.
Have you done that before? Ask Kling about that sometime.
Like, he's the one that told me about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because when he was doing stuff for Kate, like, he's like, I hate West Virginia. I'm like, why? He's like, one, the song. He's like, two, when you go there, you got to like land, then take this 45-minute bus ride up these horrible roads. And I'm just like,
I'd be throwing up.
Go to Jamaica.
Oh, I just,
brutal. Those people drive like 100 miles an hour, and it's two-lane roads, and it's that wide. I'm dead serious.
Nope.
Ooh. It's brutal.
No chance. Western Virginia? No, it's not.
I don't know. Slot position equals Dusty's golf game today. I hope so.
Slop position?
Hit both slot and slop.
How's the stemp meter moving out there today?
Who knows? Cart path only. Slot position. That's every Tuesday night for Bob, right? Well, I'm glad that you said that because we've got a new bit coming up, and it's Bob's Threesome Tuesday.
Wait, who's going to join us tonight?
I can't top that. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Marvin Gaye.
One of the greatest of all time.
Murdered by his father.
I did not know that.
Really? They got into an argument. His dad was a minister, and he did not like that his son was singing songs about sex. And so they got into an argument, a gun was pulled out, and Marvin Gaye was shot and killed by his father.
So that's how you solve a dispute back then?
Wow. They had an argument.
Wow.
His dad was not liking where his son was going in life with his music, and kaboom.
Where's his dad now?
Mm-hmm. Dead. Yep. Sorry, I'm full of a bunch of nonsensical facts.
No, I never knew that. That's interesting.
You want to know why they whistle at the end of Sitting on the Dock by the Bay? Okay. So they were recording that song. I know that's not Marvin Gaye, but Chuck Berry.
No, it's...
why'd I just draw a blank?
Because I did too.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Come on, text line.
Wasting time.
Come on, text line. So anyways, so they're flying out, or they're recording the song, and they're, who is it? Come on, hurry before the text
Otis
line.
Redding?
Otis Redding.
Otis Redding.
Right. So Otis Redding is performing the song.
Just pulled it up as you did.
And they didn't have the third verse done. Well, he had to fly. His plane crash happened. They never finished the third verse, and the whistling you hear is his producer whistling because they never had the third verse fixed.
Oh, wow.
Now you know.
Interesting. Roberta Flack died yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was until they told me the song. That was like the famous song she
sang. Yeah, and the Fugees redid that song. Yeah,
great band. Bill Withers. Oh, it's not Bill Withers.
No, Bill Withers is another great one.
Yeah. I know. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
There ain't no sunshine when she's gone on Tuesday. But you brought up a new thing, Bob's Threesome Tuesday.
Yeah, or Tuesday Threesome, however you know we want to phrase that, because people like alliteration, right? So I was just thinking yesterday, like just random stuff, right? And I'm just going to throw out every Tuesday for my threesome. Three random things. Take it for however you want. There's no getting into the weeds. There's no asking why these things are related or whatever. Sometimes it may be things that are related. Sometimes it may be things that aren't. But I ask you today, what's worse? The purple nurple, the nut tap, or the wet willy?
Like start bench cut?
Yeah.
I will say worse is the wet willy. I hate it. I don't want your spit in my ear. I don't like when stuff gets in my ear. It grosses me out.
Yeah.
The nut tap sucks because it's like a delayed burn. Like, you'll get it, and you'll be like, ow. And then, like, all of a sudden, you're like, uh-oh, it's going up to my stomach.
Yeah,
it's going to
like
my stomach now. This sucks.
Rise, right?
Because, like, a lot of my buddies have, like kids, and they'll be like, Uncle Dusty. And then they'll come up Boom. And, like, run. And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, the dog steps on your nuts all the time.
Like, they jump up. Yeah. The paw. Oh,
or if they just jump up on the bed and boom, right
And
there,
honestly, if anybody's giving me a purple nurple or a witty twister, you're getting slapped in the face these days. Like, you could be like,
hey, bro.
I'm just, right across your face, and that merits it if you're a male.
Yeah, who's still doing that as an adult, though?
Someone that's going to get slapped in the effing face if they're a male and does it to me. I don't care if it's Travis Kelce. I'm going to get beat up.
Well,
but
if anybody
does
any of that to you, you're probably going to slap somebody.
Gross,
wet
willy
is disgusting.
Absolutely. So gross. It's been in your mouth, and then you stick it into my ear.
And where's that finger been?
Oh. It.
And like the cold and the
whole thing.
It's saliva.
And
that's what's weird is like when stuff gets it. Yeah, it's gross.
Oh yeah, because it is a soaker going in your ear, man. Like that thing is dripping.
They do that at like BYU.
That's right, soaking. Yeah.
God, that's
every once in a while I'll say to my wife, "You want to go soak?"
God, wet willy. You got to really hate somebody to give them a wet willy. Like, you got to be mad at that person or just absolutely a Richard.
So the wet willy is you'd rather have
number
the other
one,
two. Yeah.
Because the other ones don't involve moisture from the mouth.
Yeah.
Although a purple nurple, man.
Do you remember this?
I think a nut tap hurts, man.
I mean, that
like
hurts.
Like, just a little right there?
Yeah, but it's the delay.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm fine. Five
30 minutes
later,
you're like, oh, my God.
What about the towel whip? The pop of the towel on like a calf.
Curl it, get it wet at the end.
Bang.
When was the last time you whipped somebody with a towel?
Shoot. Restaurant
high school,
days,
probably.
So like seven
oh, really?
Months ago.
Okay.
Oh, all that right. happens all the
well,
time in
sense.
A restaurant.
Yeah.
You'd see like a linen hit the ground, and all of a sudden you'd have to like be on a swivel, man. Because there's like three people in the restaurant industry that can absolutely towel whip. And some of those guys get those like those quat towel buckets that are always just wet, and they'll pull it out, strain it, and just out of nowhere you hear that pop. And you're like, oh, God. I mean, you'll have Tourette's immediately when you get hit with a towel. It sucks. My dad was good at it, too, and I hated it.
That was like high school and, you know, stuff like that where, you know, you'd be after football practice or whatever, you'd get out of the shower, so stand there, whip you with a towel, and like, what are you doing? You know, but that's...
Ooh.
I don't know what we did.
Was that?
Script for the day. Dusty's going to walk up to the first tee, shank his drive, we'll finish the hole with a double bogey, we'll be struggling with the putt. Yeah, more than likely, if I just break 100 today, I'm good. Somebody says there's a D twister. Who's doing that, dude?
Whoa.
Yeah. You just grab that thing by the nose and turn it clockwise? Oh. Somebody did say stepping on a Lego is worse. No doubt.
Yeah.
No
or a dog
doubt.
Bone, too.
Or like when your little like loose graveled like foundation rocks get loose. You like forgot your wall in the car. You run out there real quick. Bang.
Right in the middle.
Oh, God. You'll kick a hole in your garage. Ring apps are great for those nowadays. Because you can see people's like raw reaction when they step on one.
Yeah.
I've been caught on those before.
Are
when
you
I did
like
that.
One of those like neighborhood watch guys that gets on your neighborhood Facebook and Ring page and watches what's going on in the neighborhood? Okay.
No. I don't have a Ring, but like I've had people
had
in life that have
charged.
We had like I think my ex had one and I stepped on one of the rocks out by her house and like I didn't know that I was on it and I was like trying not to cuss loud and I was like son of a sissy SpaceX or something like that. And it was like, she saved it and sent it to her whole family. It's like, great. Yeah.
Get exposed.
Yeah. Somebody's saying the nut tap is the worst one. When you get it right on, you all of a sudden feel a shoot up into your kidney. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's coming. It's like, what do they call that? When you take, you take something and it happens later. I forget. It's like a delay effect or a, gosh, I don't know. I forget what it's called, but they have like medicine like that. That's like a later, like it takes, it's like a time delay.
Yeah.
Or a time release.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Like you're talking about like the allergy medicine. Yeah, it's this time release capsule.
Yeah.
On
like
it?
You take it. It's like in 45 minutes, you're going to need to be somewhere quiet because you're going to pass out. Like that's what it is. Like a nut tap is a time release pain. You feel the initial flick and then all of a sudden it's like, why am I going to puke?
Yeah. No, I mean, if you get hit down there, that could last for days where you're still feeling that pain, man. I mean, ask somebody who's caught and had a ball bounce up there, because nobody wears a cup.
No. Somebody says, I bet Bob Talwip's dude's at the J in the locker room.
God, no.
Frank, put some underwear on.
I mean, you know, there is that, you know.
Yeah. We're tired of seeing your snail shell over here.
This guy said, we had towel fights in the Marine Corps. People would break skin. Ooh.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah,
that would get for real.
Yeah.
Dusty, you're giving me PTSD, the wet dish towel snap. I'm telling you, man, when you hear that, it's like that Bone Thugs and Harmony song, Ghetto Cowboy. You better count your money. Like, that's what you heard. And when you heard that, you rolled your silverware that much faster. Because you know Chad, that nobody liked, that thought he was cool,
and
thought he was still
name.
A senior. It was. He'd come around the corner, and he's whipping someone's
ass.
Did
anybody ever punch him in the face?
Should have.
Seriously, like, if somebody does that in the place of business,
yeah.
Right? What's worse, stepping on a Lego or stubbing your toe?
Stepping on a Lego.
I think stubbing toe, man.
I mean,
hitting
do.
Your funny bone sucks, too.
Yes.
I did it yesterday. I stubbed my toe on the door.
Ooh, that's
it. And I mean, it was a funky butt loving. Like, and that's a drop from Rookie of the Year. He just say funky butt loving? Oof. So, ew, this is a bad one. Cracking your shin on a trailer hitch ball.
Oh, yeah. Dude, cracking your shin on anything is brutal pain.
That's a terrible one.
Yeah.
Bruise for weeks.
I mean, and in pain for months.
Yes. You don't walk for 5 minutes.
I've hit like the chair outside when I'm out there at night with the dog and there's no light on or whatever. I've walked into like the wrought iron chair that we have. Oh, God.
I'm with this person from the 913. I'm still mind blown about the D twist.
Like,
who's that evil in life that just comes up and grabs you by the nose?
Like, how is that guy not dead?
Yeah, it ain't a bop it. You don't twist it. Pull it. Snap it.
Exactly.
How has nobody killed that man?
Oh, God. Smacking your shin on a trailer hitch is nuts. Or on the golf course, every once in a while, my putter will be like, I'll just be like kind of lightly swinging it. Ball of the ankle.
Mm. Oh, that hurts too. Yep.
Yeah, it makes you want to punch the marshal. How you guys playing today? Come here, buddy.
Dude, it's muddy, and it's the first time I've played in 6 months. How do you think I'm playing, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Gotcha, Jim.
Keep it moving.
I always hit my shin on the dashboard of my car. Oh, do you remember? I don't know
the
how.
Dashboard?
If you might have this when you get in, like, bang. You know?
Oh, okay.
Did you have the desk in school that had the metal crate underneath it?
Yeah.
And every once in a while, boom, Achilles on that?
100%.
Oh, that was a tough one.
Those desks at school were the worst.
They were terrible.
Good to crack your back, though, because you could push back and
you crack your back.
Yeah,
Most of them were built for right-handed people, and you're left-handed. It's very hard to sit in a lot of those desks.
I remember that. I remember having a friend who was left-handed. He was like, dude, this sucks.
Yeah, you're reaching over yourself or whatever. Like, try to drive your car with the left hand and do everything left hand. Like, it's terrible. You couldn't do it.
Mm. Yeah, I'm just mind blown that people are giving D twisters. Like, that's not even sexy. Like, I'm on the couch by choice if that happened to me before Tuesday. Look at this, honey. I'm getting the air. I'm getting the air mattress out. You can just leave it alone. Now we're just getting all sorts of pains that piss people off.
Oh my God! Listen to this story from TMZ.
I don't know if I want to. Go ahead.
A couple bound for their dream Italian vacation experienced the flight of their nightmares when they were forced to sit next to a dead body for 4 hours with no option to change their seats.
Is this Delta?
No, Qatar Airlines. Mitchell Ring and Jennifer Collin were on their way from Melbourne, Australia to Venice, Italy, when a woman collapsed in the aisle next to them and died mid-flight. In an interview with Australia's A Current Affair, good to know that thing's still going, the upset couple said the deceased woman was placed next to them with a blanket over her body, and they were not given an option to change their seats for the remainder of that flight. I'm sure because the flight was full. But, like, what do you do with a dead body on a plane? What
are
you
supposed to
do? Like, yeah, somebody dies mid-flight. What are you supposed to do with that body? Put them in the toilet? Like, add to this thing, strap them to the top of the plane?
Just don't forget about her.
Yeah, land as quickly as you can.
According to the International Air Transport Association, deceased person should be placed in a seat with few other passengers nearby and covered with a body bag or blanket. They were clearly shaken up, but they did enjoy their time in Italy the best they could.
No, it doesn't say that.
Yes, it does. Mitchell and Jennifer were clearly shaken up, but they say they are trying to enjoy their time in Italy as best they can.
I'm glad. I'm really glad.
They've not been contacted by the airline so far. What is the airline going to say? It's not their fault Peggy died.
On the way home. Ma'am, would you like any peanuts? Or I guess she's just asleep.
Ma'am!
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I think she's dead.
Man, she's cold. Get her a blanket.
Yeah, warm her up.
Give her a D-twist. See if she'll wake up to that.
She's still out.
Hey, lady, move. I got
to
go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pee. It's a 12-hour flight. I got to pee.
This freaking lady next to me is rude as hell. Doesn't even respond. Like, kept her legs in the aisle, stiff as a board.
Just lying here like it's her own like a casket. Oh, my God. She's dead. Like, what do? Put her in the jump seat?
Yeah.
What
if she died in the bathroom? You better be dead in there. Been in there 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Shoot.
Today in 1990 was the day they outlawed smoking on planes, okay? I just saw that stat pop up. Were you ever old enough to be on a... You guys probably obviously were.
I was not. My grandmother was a smoker, and every time we flew, she had to be off immediately. It was just dart.
Oh, my God. But they allowed...
Winston Light 100s.
They allowed the pilots to still smoke because they were afraid that the nicotine withdrawal would make them crash the plane.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all of this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Clark put Edna on top of the roof of the car. Coming up on the other side, it's 9 o'clock. Wait to start Pinch Cut here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.